What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is John Batchelor. I spoke with Jonathan Schanzer, a much longer conversation, about the Hamas exit and entrance from the Rafah crossing in the south of the Gaza Strip. The question was, how much have the Egyptians done to secure the Gaza Strip? How much have they done to prevent or interdict on the smuggling going on by the Bedouins of the Sinai? How much do they know about Hamas leadership using the Rafah crossing to exit once the Israelis surrounded Gaza? How much does the Egyptian regime know entirely about the Hamas leadership? Questions to be answered after the fighting ends in Gaza and Gaza is secure. Jonathan Schanzer is vice president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, vice president in research. These are good questions. Jonathan concludes by saying the Egyptians have not done enough, and they will, by implication, change their ways in the future. Here's Jonathan.
Well, they did apparently provide a bit of intel to the Israelis, saying that they believed that something big was going to happen along the border within days of the attack. So they had picked up something, but I don't know how credible it was, and it certainly wasn't terribly specific. So it may have been hard for the Israelis to process. But look, whether or not the Israelis got help from the Egyptians or the Egyptians tried to help the Israelis, I think is really not the point right now. The question is, has Egypt done enough to prevent weapons and personnel from crossing that border at Rafah? And I think the answer to that question is no. I think they have not done enough. And I think at this point we understand that there are still below ground tunnels that the Sinai Bedouin of Egypt are operating in order to transfer weapons and people and goods. And it's a profitable business. And I think the Egyptians have decided to look the other way on that. There are also a lot of open questions about how often the trucks and containers that come into the Gaza Strip, how often they're searched right for weapons. And I believe the Egyptians have not done enough. I think the Israelis have, sort of kicked the can down the road on this. They have not wanted to engage in tough talk with the Egyptians because they have an alliance, and it's not the warmest of alliances, but there is a peace that Israel would like to sustain. And the Egyptians have done what they can to minimize conflict between Israel and Hamas, and this has been roundly appreciated. But I believe those days are over. There will not be a papering over of a significant smuggling problem that has been ongoing now for several years out of Egypt.
Thank you.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.